Welcome to the Real Momentum Podcast with Mike Spivey and Keith Boggs. This is a program that encourages and challenges men through biblical discussions on manhood, interviews with key leaders, and powerful messages from a variety of different speakers. Everything that the Real Momentum Podcast does is focused on one mission: helping men win. Let's see what Mike Spivey and Keith Boggs has for us today on the Real Momentum.
Yeah, and this is the picture of the church. You know, go ahead, Mike. I don't want to jump
No, you're fine. You finish your thought, picture of the church.
I think it's just, you know, when you look and go back to Titus 2, you know, she's to teach the younger to love their husband. She's going to say, you're probably married to a guy who don't get it.
Yeah.
Well, how do you help him get it? How do you help him? And I'm just going to be honest with you. There's enough error and counsel out there from a feminized church itself that gets people off track.
Yeah, I was about to say that. You're right.
So that's what the issue is. Yeah. We're not teaching the word of God when it comes to these areas. And I know my heart breaks over the abuse all the way, you know, not only from the movement that we see with the Me Too movement, but within the Christian church, is that we really don't understand biblical truth and the power of it and the desperation we all need to have. And, you know, there's a lot of counsel out there that I think so much error that, you know,
it's
hard to find the truth. And you probably know that better than anybody else.
Oh, yeah. Which is why, again, you needed Titus too. You need godly older people teaching younger people. And I find from the pastoral side of things, not that it's too late, but couples often wait to it's do or die, you know, instead of getting help in the beginning or for us, for instance, when I do premarital counseling, I say there's no secret checking accounts. There's your one flesh, one account, you know, passwords, emails, phones. I know guys that their wives don't know how to get in their phones. Molly knows my password. She can pick up my phone and look at it anytime she wants. And she often does just because she's curious sometimes. And you know, there's nothing to hide. And here's what I tell people. She can look at internet search. She can look at text messages. Do I struggle with any of those things? No. But do I want to? Absolutely not. And so oftentimes on this side of things, you get a married couple that said, hey, we're about to divorce. We can't do this anymore. And like, where was this counsel weeks and months and years before? And that's why I think if men, and you kind of said this, Keith, if men dominate or demand authority and submission, they're probably not really ready to lead yet, because a lot of men want to be in authority without being under authority. And I think for just some of these men that are struggling, it just takes time sometimes. You know, trust is built over time, and the wife will know how. When you say you're changing, and the gospel is not after behavioral modifications, after heart change, and the heart changes the behavior. Most men want to change their behavior, and the wife just sees this over time. And I try to tell people, I think Francis Chan gave this illustration sometime about he brought in a several hundred foot rope and draped and wrapped this thing all in the sanctuary as he was preaching. And at the very end of the rope was a little piece of red tape. And he said, this red tape represents your life. The rest of the rope represents eternity. And I don't think we're fighting. We're fighting for instant success and instant pleasures. And I like to tell men, how long do you want to be married? Oh, 50, 60, 70 years. Yeah. Well, then these next few months, these next year or two is going to be hard. Is it worth that longevity? I think we just give up too soon, you know. I was reminded of the story the other day of when Jesus rose from the grave there in John 21, I believe, and the disciples ran to the tomb. I think it's funny that John added in the fact that he beat Peter to the tomb. That's kind of hilarious to me. Yeah. And I think I heard the other day, Peter's like, nobody, and John's like, I beat you. And Peter's like, nobody will remember. And John's like, I'll make sure they remember. Disciple that Jesus loved outran Peter. But then, you know, they didn't see Jesus there and they left, but some of the women stayed. And I just think, and I know this God's part of God's plan, it appeared to women first, but I think sometimes my thought of that, we leave often too soon. And we don't get to see the things that get to be seen. It reminded me, I don't know if you guys ever seen The Blind, the story of Phil Robertson. You know, Phil Robertson just went to be with the Lord, but look at the hardship for 10 years in their marriage. Being a drunk, being a womanizer, leaving his family. And every single person was telling her to leave him.
Wow.
you know, he didn't deserve her. And the fact that she stayed, and his, you know, I heard Willie Robertson talk about this. The fact that my mom stayed and my dad got saved is a reason why we're standing here today. And I just want encouragement. Don't give up too soon, man. Let's celebrate the steps, not the fall, right? Just keep going. Keep going.
Yeah, praise I love God. That because I think one of the greatest goals we can have in anything is consistency. Mm. Right. Just be consistent. The goal isn't perfection. The goal is be consistent.
Yeah. Fall forward. That's what I tell men. Fall forward. You know, trust is earned in drops, lost in buckets. It's going to take some time, but you're going to fall. I mean, we're on this podcast because we need to help and encourage another man. You're going to fall, but just fall forward. You know, just that can, you know, the Bible says those who practice such things, that consistency of evil things will inherit the kingdom of God, not those who do these things. So, right. it's a consistency over time is going to build that trust back.
Yeah, and I think, you know, part of that's the prayer time you would have. And, you know, obviously you want to pray with your wife and you want to let her hear your voice as you talk to God. And at the same time, she can hear, you know, the vision God's given you as you talk to God. And ultimately, you know, as you're praying for her, she can hear the value you have for her as you, you know, talk to God. So I think it's important to, you know, get right in her ear so she can hear you talk to God and pull her up close as you pray for her and pray for yourself, pray for your family and whatever you're dealing with, say it to God in her ears. And, you know, whatever you're doubting, you know, hey, God, I'm sorry that I didn't make this happen. I need your help. And as she hears you say that, man, there's that one flesh. There's something about the supernatural way it moves. And it's simple, yet so significant. And, you know, if men did that and if we did that, it's a gospel that works, and it's what he wants us to do is depend on and turn to.
Yeah. And I think that takes other men, and it takes being around other men. And I that's one of the reasons why we do this podcast. We want to help men win. Right. And Keith, I mean, do you want to share anything about some of the resources to help men win? Because I'm a part of the Southern Baptist Convention. I didn't go to Dallas for the SBC, but I know men from Kentucky went to Dallas. And I'm not taking away anything because I know the pastor's conference there is great. But most men I know go for the meeting, the business meeting. And I know there's some responsibilities. There's some stewardship responsibility giving to the cooperative program, which is a great ministry effort. But men travel pretty far or a glorified business meeting. And so talk about some ways men can get involved and travel, if you will, for being poured into not only for their own spiritual leadership, but also for their families. That's worth the drive.
Yeah, I think there's a lot that we're trying to do and we need wisdom in this. And, you know, I probably sit in this seat today different than I did when I first began. To me, it's a little more challenging to do what we do. And I think it's, you know, trying to find clarity in where we are. So I think, you know, what we're hoping to do is come alongside churches to make men a priority of discipleship and, you know, encourage them with a manhood plan, so to speak, or a men's discipleship plan. And, you know, we offer events to kind of create the momentum and then cultivate on the other side what a life could look like with other men, you know, being challenged and, you know, taught God's word, but not only taught it, but, you know, trying to put it into practice with other men that, you know, a lot of times we talk about accountability groups and those kind of things, and we try to get an accountability group. I think anytime you're under God's word, you're accountable to it. With those you're hearing, teach it, preach it, whether you're at a table or not, doesn't matter. You're accountable to what you hear. And we think we're going to be more accountable by getting into an accountability group. But, you know, I think that's deceptive. But I would say if you're interested in being poured into, and we can come to you or you can come to us, you can go to our website, realmomentum.men. We have the podcast, obviously, we're trying to get out there. So help us share this podcast. We got some stuff for pastors coming up. We're praying through some specific things about pastor wellness and those kind of things. We're learning about the needs that are out there and really the gap that seems to exist. And I think it's really a manhood issue that, you know, not only plaguing the family, but it's plaguing the church. And unfortunately, we think we can reach the women and children to see that change. And I think we're deceived and we're going to miss it if we don't take advantage of the opportunity set before. So,
You get the men, you get the win. As a pastor, I say, trying to get other churches to partner with men's ministry is almost has been as tough as just getting outside men to partner with you in men's ministry. Churches aren't making a priority. So, you know, if you're listening, guys, and you don't have a men's ministry in church, start one. You need zero money.
Yep.
You know, you have a Bible. If you don't have one, we'll send you one. You know, the resources, I believe, they're online. You can get them at realmomentum.com or .men. But it's free for you. And so start one, start somewhere. And I was talking about the drive because we're hosting a Kentucky Men's Summit here August 15th and 16th here in Henderson, Kentucky. You can register online as well. I would encourage men to make the drive. It's not to build our church up. It's to send you off. We want to fill you up and send you off so you can be the man of God that God has created you to be, and prayerfully and hopefully take other men with you. Right.
So, that's right. You just brought the drive up. We just had an Anvil retreat. We had two men drive 12 hours from New Jersey.
Wow. Wow.
Cause they're hungry. They can't find any type of ministry in their church. And you know, a lot of the questions they were asking, even I got a text from one of them when I got home about just processing salvation. And, you know, one of them senses he brought the other guy to speak and, you know, hopefully speak into his life on the drive down, on the drive back. And so it's worth the drive. It's worth the investment. You never will. I think you never will be disappointed by investing in men. Now, it may look different over time, over seasons. You know, the investment may look different. The time may look different. The ministry may look different. But a consistent investment in men will always pay off. And, you know, it's complex, it's challenging, it changes. Yep. We need God's word and God's wisdom to help us navigate even the season we're in as a ministry, because it's changing, and we want to be good missionaries to reach and lead men.
If you've been enjoying the spiritual insights, stories, and practical strategies we share here on Real Momentum, the absolute best way you can support the show is by taking just 60 seconds right now to do two things. First, hit that subscribe or follow button. Subscribing ensures you never miss an episode of inspiration and that every new discussion is waiting for you the moment it drops. Second, please leave us a quick rating and review. Those 5-star ratings and your honest reviews are fuel for our show. They help other leaders like you find our ministry and keep the momentum building. But wait, there's one more thing. We don't just want to talk to you, we want to connect with you. We want to hear about your real momentum moments. You can find all of the show notes, resource links, and transcripts for this episode at realmomentum.men/rmpodcast. And please, join the conversation. Connect with us directly on all the social media platforms by searching for Real Momentum. Send us a DM or tag us with your biggest takeaway from today's episode. Thank you for being a part of the movement to reach and lead men to follow Christ.
You've been listening to Real Momentum, a co-production between Real Momentum and TIL Radio Network.